USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
24 hours ago, we told you of a story about a purported 14-year-old who was claiming to be a boy who went missing back in 2011. 24 hours later, we've learned that wasn't the case. DNA tests confirming that 23-year-old Brian Michael Rinney is not Timothy Pitson, who disappeared from Illinois when he was 6 years old. Pitson's aunt says,
"It's devastating.
Yeah.
It's like reliving that day all over again."
Relatives of Rinney told police that he suffers from mental problems. Meanwhile, the real Pitson is still missing. Police in North Dakota making an arrest in the murders of four people earlier this week. Chad Isaac accused of killing four people at RJR Maintenance. And this is USA Radio News.
Pros know doing it right means getting more bang for your buck, because putting more toward your bottom line is good for business. Lowe's does it right with savings on the brands you trust during our Stock the Shop event, like DeWalt, Irwin, Bostitch, and more. Now save $50 on a DeWalt 20-volt max 2-tool combo kit, including a drill, impact driver, charger, and two batteries for just $179. Find even more great deals during our Spring Black Friday sale going on now. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 4/7. See store for details. U.S. only.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
A man who allegedly shot two Georgia police officers is dead, but not before a 15-hour standoff. Police responded to a call of unknown trouble at the home yesterday morning, and when they got there, they forced their way in, and they were shot, but both are expected to recover. Two other people who'd been inside the home with the gunman were found dead when police finally re-entered the home a few hours ago. Ohio Congressman Tim Ryan is making a run for the White House, the Democrat announcing his candidacy yesterday and then talking about some of the issues he'll focus on.
We need an industrial policy in the United States to create jobs and innovate. We need to take care of health care costs and affordability and reform our education system. And lastly, we need to take care of our veterans.
He was speaking to NBC News. Authorities now say a sonic boom and large fireball spotted over parts of northwest Arkansas and northeast Oklahoma yesterday came from a meteor burning up in the atmosphere. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced a lawsuit to block President Trump's national emergency declaration to transfer funds to build his border wall. In a statement, Pelosi says the president's actions clearly violates the Appropriations Clause by stealing from appropriated funds, an action that was not authorized by constitutional or statutory authority. The lawsuit marks the latest effort by House Democrats to push back against the president's use of federal money to build the border wall after Congress said no. Multiple lawsuits have already been filed to stop the president, including one that involves 16 states. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents have arrested 280 illegal aliens at a business in Allen, Texas. With more on the story, here's John Clemens.
ICE officials tell us all of those taken into custody were working at CVE Technology, refurbishing electronics, and were here in the U.S. illegally. I spoke to ICE agent Carl Rusnak.
Many of them, if not most of them, will have the opportunity to appear before a federal immigration judge who will decide whether or not they can proceed with their immigration case or whether they should be removed.
I'm John Clemens.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.